a trap that we can fall into, whether we've grown up in the church or spent any length of time as churchgoers. And that trap is thinking that we're right with God because of what we know and what we do, rather than who we know and what he did. The more time that we spend in church, it's easier to fall into this trap of thinking we're a good person. We believe all the facts about Jesus. We're at church all the time. We're serving. And we try to do the right thing. It's a frightening thing to be self-deceived. Jesus talks about it in Matthew 7. Thinking we're a Christian because of what we know, what we do, when the truth is we're blind and we can't see that our faith is misplaced and that we're trusting in our own efforts to make us right with God. It's a perilous thing to be thinking that you're good. And that was me. That's exactly how I lived my life for decades, thinking I was right with God. I grew up in the church. I was a pastor's kid. A lot of you may not have known that. I knew all the Bible verses, Bible stories, tried really hard to be a good person. And I was a lot better than some of the other people around me, honestly. But deep down inside, I knew something was missing. When I was honest with myself, there was something that wasn't right. And I spent decades like this. It was terrible. And I would just keep trying harder. I would try to do the right thing. I would try to learn more, do more, serve more. And I couldn't shake this doubt. It would creep in and out. And you know what? It wasn't until the goodness of God reached down from heaven and showed me that what I was trusting in, what I was believing in, it wasn't real. I was trusting in myself. I was trusting in what I believed. We aren't saved because we believe the right things. We're not saved because we do the right things. We're saved when that transfer happens of putting our trust in Christ and seeing our sin for what it really is. Sin can be this nebulous thing, and we get it. We get that we're sinful. We get that we don't always do the right thing. But when God makes it personal and he shows you how great a sinner you are, you cannot stand there and say, I'm good. And you realize you need a savior. And that's what happened to me. And it's kind of funny. I was sitting at coffee with a friend, a mentor. And I wasn't even, this wasn't even on my mind. We were talking about being a mom and some areas that I was failing in. And all of a sudden, I just was watching this woman as she spoke, her demeanor, her character, her love for Christ. It was palpable. I could like feel it. And I walked out of that coffee shop and I bawled my eyes out all the way home because that wasn't me. And I wanted that so desperately. And I remember praying to God. This was probably around March of 2016. I don't know what you're going to have to do, but you're going to have to do something radical. Maybe you need to give me cancer, God. Literally praying that, because I don't know what more to do. And so I went home, dried up my eyes, went about my business as per the norm. And about 2 weeks later, the most devastating heartache trial that one of the biggest trials I've ever faced hit me. And I literally found myself face down on the floor in my kitchen, crying my eyes out, thinking, I don't know what I'm gonna do. And everything was crumbling before me. And you know, there was a lot of sin going on at that time with another person in my life that I loved desperately. And God started showing me, you are exactly the same way, but your sin manifest like this. And it was soul crushing between the trial and being confronted with who I was. But that was God's goodness, his goodness to show me the truth of who I was, his goodness to open my eyes that I needed to repent and see who I really was and that I really needed a savior. And this went on over the summer and just trial after trial, heartache after heartache. Things were not improving, they were getting worse. And I remember laying down in my dirty garage floor. It was like August of 2017, and I was done. And I just told Jesus, whatever you want me to think. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. Whatever you want me to believe, I'll believe. I don't have any answers, but I know you do. And Lord, I trust you. And that moment, I changed. My circumstances didn't change, but I changed. And I began the hard journey of learning to trust the Lord. And I'm so thankful that in his great mercy and kindness, things did turn around and change. And that hard trial became easier. And he saw me through it every step of the way. And so that is my testimony of how I came to really understand who I was before the Lord and my desperate need for him. And so when we come to God, we come just as we are, in all of our sin, all of our brokenness. But the good news is he doesn't leave us that way. He doesn't want us to be that way. So we come to him just as we are, but God's desire is not for us to remain just as we are. He wants to change us and grow us and conform us more into the image of his son. So whether we're in the process of coming to Christ or we're already walking with him, we should welcome God revealing sin in our lives and see that as his goodness. His great goodness of showing us our sin prior to being born again is to bring us to that place where we see our need for Jesus as our Savior and to let go of trying to do it ourselves, but instead realize that Christ has done it all for us as believers who've repented of our sins and put our trust in Christ. God continues to reveal sin in our lives. And again, it's out of his great goodness. He does this in order to set us free from sin and transform us more into the image of Christ. So even though it can be painful to see our sin, it should bring us great joy knowing that God is showing us that because he loves us, because he desires us to be the daughters that he created us to be. And so this morning, I'm just very thankful to be able to share with you what God's done in my life. And I pray it gives him glory, and I pray it encourages you that maybe you're in a trial right now and it's hard. And maybe you're sitting there and you're like me, and you have this nagging feeling in your heart that something isn't right. Praise God for that. Explore that. Go to God with that. Sit with one of the women here in the room this morning and talk to them about it. Be honest about where you're at, because God won't leave you there because he's so good. Thank you.